A special legislative committee held the first of several hearings for two state lawmakers accused of misusing public resources to hide their extramarital affair. The panel met briefly for the first time this morning. That meeting comes after a report released yesterday that says Republican Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat were dishonest and violated House rules and campaign finance laws. The Detroit News' Chad Livengood first broke the story last month and joins us now from Lansing. Hi, Chad.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the special legislation committee that met today.
Yeah, the House committee that is assigned to essentially evaluate whether Representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat are fit to remain in office met just briefly this morning to essentially gavel in and adopt their rules and proceedings. And they discussed just briefly whether there's going to be subpoena power. The resolution that created this committee by a voice vote back in August on the 19th was done by a voice vote, so it didn't actually give them the power to issue subpoenas to compel testimony or seek certain records. So they're going to have to go back to the House and have actual floor votes if they want to use subpoenas. They also discussed whether they're going to put people under oath and use the power of perjury if individuals who testify lie in front of the committee. And so this is the first step towards having some full-scale hearings that could start the end of this week, but it's looking like more likely early next week, that will include the opportunity for Representatives Corser and Gamrat to come to the committee, defend themselves, or at least testify, which will be quite a spectacle, to say the least.
And you write in the Detroit News that Representative Gamrat was at this meeting?
She was. She attended it with one of her new attorney, Mike Nichols, and sat in the back and just was there to observe and trying to understand the process. This is an unusual process, Cynthia, in that the legislature's only expelled three people in its 174-year history. This is not a usual course of action here, and so she's trying to, with her attorney, figure out essentially a game plan for how to beat back the potential of an expulsion vote that will be pursued using this pretty scathing report from the House Business Office yesterday that said that Representatives Corser and Gamrat engaged in deceptive, deceitful, and what they called outright dishonest conduct in their office as they tried to cover up their affair.
And what did she say when approached by reporters? Any comments?
She made some comments that she thinks it's best that the voters decide her fate. The thing that the House Republican leaders don't like about that is based on the recall laws that Republicans in the legislature changed a few years ago, it may be May of next year until they can have a recall vote. And then they obviously have a primary in August and a general election in November. So May is a long time from September 1. So that's why Republicans in the legislature and the House are pursuing this idea of an expulsion of these two, because the idea of waiting around till May and them continuing to be sort of a spectacle of sorts doesn't sit well with a lot of Republicans in the House leadership.
And we did hear from Representative Corser late yesterday after the report came out, didn't we?
He did. We heard from him. He went 10 days without saying a word on social media or sending out one of his really famous lengthy manifesto emails. And he sent one yesterday, but he didn't send it to everybody. He didn't put it on Facebook. He didn't send it through his normal blast multi-thousand recipient email. He sent it kind of like to a couple of reporters around Lansing. It's a 4,100-word response to the House Business Office investigation. And he called the whole committee that's been formed a kangaroo court and questioned whether the report was doctored, his words, not mine, and he essentially called into question the process. And remind you, he is an attorney, and so he's starting to sort of make some rumblings here that he thinks that this is there's no way he's going to get his day in court, so to speak. And Representative Ed McBroom, the chairman of this new committee, who is a dairy farmer by day from the Upper Peninsula, he plainly said today, this is not a court, and we don't have the, he's not going to be allowed to cross-examine witnesses. This is the legislature's process. It's set up in the Constitution. It's very, very vague and very open for interpretation and subjective. It simply says that the legislature shall determine the qualifications of its own members. It's as plain as that. And so it gives the leadership a lot of room to define, okay, if we think a certain behavior by representatives is unbecoming of the legislature, then we're going to set essentially the parameters for who can be here, even after they've been elected, which is I think where the next front of this story is headed to, is whether the conduct of Representative Gamrat and Corser, through their affair and through their cover-up and use of House resources and their staff, whether that really amounts to an action that can lead them essentially escorted out of the Capitol.
Chad Livengood, Detroit News, Lansing Bureau. As always, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks for having me.